Today, I'd like to talk about art of cybersecurity. I think people will say, will wonder, why is cybersecurity can become an art? But I think you all know that book called Art of War. Actually, cybersecurity is a war against the hackers, the bad guys. So this year, starting, we talk about art of cybersecurity. How do we enable our customer to be master of art of cybersecurity? But before I talk about that strategy, I'd like to reflect on Trend Micro's strategy. In the past 10 years, actually, Trend Micro's major strategic direction has two very important transformations that we undertake. First one is we need to transform Trend Micro's brand name from a very cool virus buster company to a mature professional cybersecurity company. And therefore, in the last 10 years, we are focusing on growing our commercial business, not by diminishing the consumer business, but we need to grow faster on the commercial business. So from 2012 to 2018, our commercial business grew 71%. But also, not only just on the commercial business, we need to also expand our product portfolio in the commercial business, which is transforming from a mainly desktop user productivity protection company to an infrastructure security company. So we expand our business in infrastructure security, which include server security, cloud security, and network security. Those are the major spending area of the enterprise commercial business. And you can see that we successfully grow that business, expand that part of business much faster than our traditional endpoint security product. So in 2018, we continue these two major directions, grow our commercial business, focusing on the hyper infrastructure security growth. And we starting to embrace this concept of now that we have a complete network security, cloud security, desktop security, we embrace the concept of connected threat defense. Our strategy in sales is if we can land in one product, then later this new customer, we can upsell them the other product. That's our major expanding strategy. So 2018, we achieved 2,800 new customers in hybrid cloud security. And we added 1,100 new customers for network defense. Network defense is mainly very large enterprise, like Tipping Point, Deep Discovery. These are very large enterprise customers. And in user protection, we add more than 10,000 customers. And this customer is not small customer. We did not include the worry-free or cloud edge type of a small business. These are major mid-size above customers. So that's the achievement we have by adding all these new customers. Each of those new customers, we believe, is our future expanding connected threat defense. We can upsell them more solution. Also, at the same time, 2018, we come up with a lot of new product, new technology. For instance, in hybrid cloud security, we come up with a smart check, which is a container security. It's a very important. If you know that last week, AWS just issued a serious warning about their container vulnerability. And Trend Micro's smart check and our deep security product was able to protect against that vulnerability in container. So that's deep security part, the cloud security. For deep discovery and tipping point, we come out with the network analytic, which is a new tool for the CISO to do forensic analysis for the breach incidents. And for our larger space, the user protection part, we come out with APEC 1, which is the Virus Buster Corporate Edition's new version. This version is the first one that includes the endpoint detection and endpoint protection in one package. But I must say, too bad that this product was launched in November last year, and because of the customer waiting for this, because of the sales was waiting for this new version, and that's part of the reason that Mahendra mentioned about our mid-size and the cup product selling wasn't that well in Q4 last year. Part of it, I believe, is because our sales force and our channel and our customer was waiting for this new release, but it was November, end of November, so not fast enough to produce the revenue for Q4. The other one, very important one, is the new service that we starting to provide, which is called Managed Detection and Response. It's a service that Trend Micro will help our customer manage their security product and manage their security event, because we see a lot of customer lack of the security expertise to perform this. So with all these new product, new services, and new customer acquisition, obviously, in 2018, we need to make a lot of investment. One of them, for instance, we need to invest in our backend system, expanding our smart protection network in the cloud. We now move it all to AWS for scalability. And 2018, 1 year, we were able to handle more than 2 trillion queries and block 40 billion malware threats for our customer. That infrastructure also including adding new technology, new product. For instance, we acquired Telus Lab for the exploit technology, and we train, like Mahendra mentioned about this AI contest. We need to train all our engineer force to understand all the new technology and able to use them in the best way for preventing the threats. So we have a lot of new threats and new technology learning. On the zero-day initiative, last year actually is a very busy year. We have 24% year-on-year, busiest ever, and find over 1,400 advisory for the vendors. All those activity, of course, involve people and investment. For instance, the PON2WAN, which is the way we find all those vulnerability, we held 2 Vancouver and Tokyo events to do this. We awarded over $500,000 to external researcher to find the bugs and exploit. And we held the capture the flag, which is the threat defense and offense competition. We have more than 700 teams worldwide, and the final teams come to Tokyo for this final competition. And internally, we do invest a lot for our own people. I call it people infrastructure. The people infrastructure means that we have to train our engineer for all this new technology, especially on AI. And I would say, yes, I feel sorry that I spend more money on R&D training, but I'm really very proud that now I can say in Trend Micro, there's more than 2,000 engineers that have hands-on experience on AI technology, and they know how to program and do that. I think you all know how hard for the industry to find the AI and security expert engineers. So we're very proud of building those infrastructure, preparing the company's human capital to grow in the next 10 years. We also have this activity of grooming the new graduate. So in the last 1 year, we actually trained 300 just new graduate to become the cybersecurity, either sales, SE, or engineers. And I'm personally very proud, 47% of them are women. They are able to take on this very technical job. So I talk about all this investment that we've done, but obviously I do need to apologize for the miss of the Q4 and the profit did not meet the expectation. We do learn, and I believe we know how to adjust in 2019. I think our key learning in 2018, first one is that tipping point success is a twofold knife. Actually, we are very proud that 48% of the tipping point deal was actually concluded by the traditional Trend Micro seller. Remember, I was talking about the transformation. Trend Micro's original seller was selling to the desktop administrator. At first, we were very worried that they don't know how to sell networking product. So we overtraining them and excite them, and they were able to, now we know they can sell to network security buyers. That's good news. However, what we learn is also they are overexcited about the big deal, and we still need to train them about how to manage the big deal. I think the Q4 miss partly is because they were too optimistic about those big deal and kept on thinking it will come, and it did not come. But in 2019, I think with the APEC 1 launching, and everybody will be understand how to balance between the big deal and the so-called volume deal, transactional deal. That's the first learning we have. The second one is that we do understand, we do find out that the SaaS cost ran up too fast. APEC 1 is a SaaS product. And when we start to start to launch it, we prepare a lot of computing power in the cloud, and that's a big cost to us. And now, in 2019, both Trend Micro's engineers is optimizing the usage of the cloud to lower the cost of the SaaS. But also, when we sell more of APEC 1, then the per user cost will go down. So we believe we can ramp up the sales for the APEC 1 and then lower the cost for average per customer. The last one we learned is that onboarding and training of cybersecurity experts is not like microwave. You can instant hit. It takes time. And so for 2019, we call it the digestion year. We hire a lot of new graduate, new employee, and we will take into a year that we continue to train them and group them to make sure they can be productive. And so we call it the shift to the digestion more to increase the efficiency. So those are the 2019's adjustment that we will do. But long term, our strategy does not change. I believe cybersecurity, being a cybersecurity company and offer full range of cybersecurity product, transform into not a product, single product company, but a solution providing company is what Trend Micro should be and will provide the best value for our customer. Therefore, in the next 10 years, our strategy, we call it One Vision, enable our customer to be the art of cybersecurity. So let's face it, you know, those security is very ugly. What our customer every day facing is like this. Millions of log pumping up in their screen. They cannot see what's going on there. How can cybersecurity be art? But actually, if you can enable the visibility, let them see clearly, then they can see something like this. They can see where is the center point that they need to quickly take action. And once they take it out, they can enable their business to back to normal operation fast enough to recover from any attack. And that is what we call art of cybersecurity, to enabling customers to prepare for and withstand and rapidly recover from threats so that they can be free to go further and do more. That's the art of cybersecurity. In order to do that, we need to understand what is the customer's biggest problem. Why is that so difficult for them? The first one is the shift in IT and threat landscape. And for Trend Micro, why we can help, why Trend Micro can help them on that one is because Trend Micro already have 30 years dedicated security experience. We have proven foresight of security and threats, so our customer can rely on us to tell them what could be the next threat. And those threat information, intelligence sharing with our partner, with our customer, are of very high value. Second one, customers are bothered by there's too many tools and very limited visibility. They cannot see what is the overall security posture. They cannot see where the attack come from. And therefore, Trend Micro's exchange security strategy, providing the connected threat defense, can help our customer enable them to have one vision. They can see clearly where is the threat come from and what is the way to prevent them most effectively. And last one is the cybersecurity shortage of the skill set. That was part of the reason we were so eager to invest in the human capital, because the shortage of cybersecurity experts is the overall industry's biggest problem. And therefore, Trend Micro, with the expertise and passionate people, we can enable our customer by doing something like managed detection and prevention service, or enable our partner to deliver this type of service. The small business, the mid-sized customer, or even the very large enterprise, they don't know how to manage those. We can use different ways to enable them using our expertise. That's why we believe enabling our customer to master the art of cybersecurity is by using AI for detection and prevention in all the platform, and we leverage the cloud, the Trend Micro central intelligence about security, and finally, we integrate with customers' SIEM system or Splunk or their data lake to enrich the data. So take a very simple example. If we say, oh, Omigawa-san got a spam mail and there is a link in there that is malicious. With this, we can very quickly say, not only Omigawa-san got that, we sweep the whole company and we can tell that there was 10 more people also received that, and three of them also click that link, and therefore just those three and Omigawa-san that I need to take care of. So with those integration, we believe we were able to enable our partner, our customer, to receive the one vision. That is why we believe our next 10 years, most important thing, enable very large enterprise with their SOC, Security Operations Center, enable our middle customers, mid-sized customer, to use shared security operations center provided by our partner. And lastly, the small business and the consumer, we can enable the telecom company or Trend Micro's expertise can provide through our service to our customer. And with those, we also have some investment since last year by investing the management managed MDR, that's what we call MDR service, and we invest, co-invest with our partner on a very large enterprise managed service providing that is a Sisyph initiative, and also very specialized for manufacture OT environment security monitoring. We invest, have a joint venture and set up in with the industry specialty in OT, that's the TX1. Those are the three major investments we've done in 2018 or so. So I would say in conclusion, what we want to do is to enable our customer, transform them from seeing all those simple, very complicated log into cybersecurity where they can see the whole vision. So enable customer to be the art of cybersecurity. And I also want to say, I heard that in investment, art is the very long-term investment and also very profitable. And art collection is the longer you invest, the more return you get. I hope Trend Micro is that art of cybersecurity. Thank you.